It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome, welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your hostess, Kat Nicholson. I'm so happy to be with all of you today. It is March 19th, 2024. It is 11:02 a.m. here on the Central East Coast of Florida. And I'm just welcoming all of you. I know many of you are still trying to get the fog out of your eyes. I was laughing. Good morning, California. It's 8:02 a.m. out there, but I cannot wait until tonight. I don't know about you. If you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page. It is titled 1-2 Radio. It's a private group. You are welcome to come on in at any time. And I'm going to be taking questions in the chat today. One of these days, I'm going to surprise you all and open up the phone line again, because I've been thinking about that and getting excited for that. It's difficult because we get kind of stuck on each other, and I want to gear it, you know, more towards everyone as much as I can, so it's kind of easier to take it, you know, without one of you at a time. But at the same time, I think we're ready for a little bit of change, and I'm definitely ready for change. Speaking of today, we have so much water. We are at the tail end of that Pisces sun until 11:06 p.m. here on the East Coast tonight. I'm going to be happier than anything. No, that sun's going to go into Aries tonight. It is at a very high degree, Pisces. I think it's 29 degrees now and something. And then the Leo moon, we're at a very high degree Cancer moon today. So the Leo moon is actually going to be a welcome change as well at 7:32 p.m. Eastern time. And believe me, guys, you know, I'm over the water vibe when I'm starting to look for the fire, you know. So it's very, very exciting. I cannot wait. Happy. It is the vernal equinox later on also when the sun goes into Aries. So tonight we celebrate the first, or we start to celebrate the first day of spring. And I know many of you are really, really ready for that. I am for sure, although we had a little, you know, trickery over here in Florida. What else is new? It went from 85 degrees down to 54 this morning, so I'm complaining, but I shouldn't be. But I'm definitely feeling over a 30 degree drop. It's like a trick, you know? So get us in tank tops and put us back in jackets. And so I am looking very much forward to this season. I am really excited about the Aries cycle. I know everyone is starting to talk about the eclipses, and, you know, we get a little nervous with everything happening. I know that it's there's nothing to be alarmed about, because the one reminder that we always go back to, or the one thing I like to remind everyone of, is that honestly, And many of you have an astrologer, a personal astrologer, and if you don't, you should. But the bottom line is, we can look at different aspects in our charts and have like something that's glaring or gleaming at us going, oh, you know, this could be one of the hardest days of your life, or oh, this could be one of the best days of your life, or they can happen simultaneously, and that's usually how it happens. So we don't really want to focus too much on some of the more negative aspects. We want to keep our chin up. We want to look to the positive. We definitely are excited about this new season. This year is going by very, very quickly. I know that you're all feeling that now. Now that we've gotten out of January and February, things will fly. But I hope you are making some plans. I know some of you are coming up with our retrograde is about, what are we, 12 days away or so? Less than 2 weeks away. So we're feeling the shadow a little bit. And I could tell we're getting ready here, locking everything down and updating things to get prepared, which is another positive thing, I believe, during the retrograde cycle. We get to review so many things, or we get to, you know, clear out our clutter and really look for those deals. I know Mark Husson and myself, and I know a few other people out and about in the world that purchase things during a retrograde to get good deals. And it really is true. You can get some good deals in a retrograde. And so you just want to kind of keep your eyes open a little bit, and especially when you're going to renew something or replace something, anything with an R and an E, you know. So we'll talk about that a bit later. For now, I'm just excited to look forward to this fiery season. And, you know, I've been on kind of a bit of a tangent of late, because I believe it all started with me trying to come to the bottom of what the, because I've been seeing a lot of things, a lot of mixed opinions on social media and Facebook and, well, wherever in the world. And we know historically there's so much confusion around, you know, like traditional Christianity and the Bible and what it says about, you know, we could go on forever, but really basically attacking the metaphysical community, not realizing how spiritual or godlike it can be, you know, and if not godlike, then so many other positive beliefs coming out of it. And so I've been on this mission, and somehow this week my study was the Amish and the Mennonites and the differences between the two. And if any of you have had experiences with either, please come in the room and share, because we're opening to that. But I was fascinated by some of the differences and some of the, even it just kind of took me there, because what some of the belief systems are, no matter what the belief system is, you know, be it one God or the universe or so, however you call it, it is really spectacular to understand why everyone has their own twist or their own belief system, you know? And so if you study and go a little deeper into the roots, which for some reason, I'll say, I don't know why my spirit is doing this, but it's a very new, it's not a new thing, it's a renewed thing, because many years ago in college I also studied world religion, but now I'm coming back to it strong because I think I'm trying to prove something to other people to feel safe about what we do, or feel called to it. If you're called to it, don't fear it, you know, just be with it. And if you have a God-driven heart and you have that sense of spirituality, there's a little piece of everybody's belief that you are going to also validate yourself with, and that you will feel something from every single belief system. And I don't know, I have not found one decent human experience or belief that doesn't include something that I can somewhat, you know, relate to. And I'm sure you all as well. And I just think it's very comforting to know that people are becoming more open, but at the same time, there's still so much out there that is just, ugh, you know, I'm kind of kicking and screaming about it. So you'll hear me talk about things. I went on this Amish and Mennonite thing. I grew up near the Amish. I visited the Amish. I had a lot of connection there. I really wanted to get to the bottom of certain systems and certain beliefs and the differences of between the Amish and the Mennonites. And don't ask me why or what, but some of it makes perfect sense. You know, for you, whatever your system is, whatever your beliefs are, whatever your traditions are, your connection, if it makes perfect sense to you, is going to be okay no matter what happens. your connection is your connection, and no one's going to take away from that. And really, the only thing you could possibly do within yourself and in your higher power or your higher connection is to add to that, you know, and bring more to yourself. So I'm really, really hoping that some of this arrives in our society in a better way. I'm very big on this now. I have had circumstances where I have felt, and especially lately, there's a lot of confusion, you know, about why I would say, you know, if somebody says to me, well, if you believe in God and the Bible and everything else, you know, then why or how, or, you know, how is this accepted? And, you know, you can't really find in acceptance in prophecy. You can't find arguing that everything is so twisted and man-made over time that it's really challenging. Just show me some more proof, because I'm not buying it, and I'm sure you won't either. So I want everybody to feel proud of who they are. I want you to go out in the world and be who you are without fear, because I think that one key element, that fear that holds us back or those blocks, is very relatable. And I too have my experiences staying quiet and just kind of wondering now, you know, how many more people can we reach to bring positivity into their lives without having certain blocks or fears, or just out of fear of being judged, you know? And so I'll get on that. I'm coming into the room now. I'm very much about, I know I said something about the Amish. I don't know if anyone has had any time there. I was blessed in my life to have grown up there. And again, we were very close to it, but last year, their communities and stuff, I never head back. I'm going to go again this summer. I want to go back there. I keep getting called to that ground, but I'm wondering if any of you had that time, or up in the Northeast. Kelly, I see you. If any of you are in the Northeast and have had spent some time in Hershey Park or that Amish community right outside of there, or maybe Ohio, many other areas in Pennsylvania, I just want you to go ahead and share. And you know, my experiences were all pretty positive, not negative. I felt very welcome and learned a lot. And I'm sure that, you know, there's so much to be taught and experienced from other people's beliefs. And I think that the more we open up to this, the more we have these ideals or these ideas of expansion and more acceptance, I think it'll spread, you know. That's what I'm hoping to be part of one day. And so, all right, I'm done with the rant. Happy, happy spring to everyone. And Jay Varvel says the top of the day to all of you. All right, let me see. It is an incredible Tuesday. Alisha, good morning. Let me see who's in the room. Patricia, good morning. Laura, hello. I'm so, so proud of you and Micah. She said she did a nose work trial yesterday and they came in first place. Congratulations. I love that. Michelle and Karen, hello. Kelly and Ariana, I'm grateful for you also. And good morning to all of you. I think it's been more sleepy. How are you guys doing with that time change also? I know that I'm blaming it all on the water planets, but I know everybody's been a little sleepier than usual. So it's been definitely in the air to take it a little easier. Like I said, I'm ready for this burst of fire tonight. I don't know about you. I could tell Mercury's in Aries, though, but that's the only thing. Like, the mouth is moving, but the body just wants to be lazy, you know? So you may be feeling some of that, too. Let's see. Good morning, good morning. Tara says, life's a bit of a roller coaster lately. Capricorn Sun, Sagittarius Moon. Oh, you're Aquarius rising. So you had that Pluto little bit of a change there. course, by the end of the year, third quarter of the year, it'll make another move, take a step back for a moment, 2 months, I believe, and then really come into Aquarius full on. And I would say that's very, very I would say that's very transformational, obviously, to say nothing but. Let me just take a look at you for a bit. And everybody, thank you so much for commenting on your Amish tours and stuff. I'm going to come in and look at that in a minute. Exciting. I actually used to go and I never wanted to leave. It's just the weirdest thing for my personality, but I really love the tradition of it. And unfortunately, the isolation, right? If you think about it, what is attractive about it? Not too much. So, all right. But sometimes we crave that when we are maybe have a shy side or a side that doesn't want to say, you know, too often, look at me, or we go into different parts of ourselves. And I think it's good to study what you, I could think about the Sufi religion as well and their belief system, how amazing and profound it could be. So it's really all encompassing when you go into the details of it. And I think a lot of judgment happens out of not knowing, and we can remove some of our own judgments on others if we did know. So it's a very good, I think it's a good teaching and reminder to just go into detail of things before you judge them. And it will give you a deeper understanding, more compassion as a human being instead of pointing a finger, you know, because when we don't know, we don't know. So we're going to just assume. And assumption is, you know, it's challenging, incorrect things sometimes. So it's better to know than not know, right? All right, let's take a look at you, Tara. I feel babies abound as well. I feel two pregnancies today. Listening. Hold on a moment now. Don't everyone go and get nervous on me now. I have a lot of baby stories going on that I'm connected to and excited about. Okay, hold on now. Let me just take a peek. Tara, I am talking to you through all this. All right, here we go. Yeah, you know, you are about to embark on, I don't know if you've ever done articles or writing, more or less. Lots of foundational growth for you in your home this coming year, and like really planting some seeds and actually seeing them grow. Lots of pentacle energy, magician energy. I love this. The Wheel of Fortune is definitely going to, it's present. That means you've been through some ups and downs for sure, but it's going to spin in your favor. And the reason I say that is because it's surrounded by a lot of coins, a lot of money movement, a lot of energy, and the magician, which is manifesting. I'm wondering if you're going to take on a new, take a new position or another endeavor, but I also feel there could be some media or articles or writing, this type of thing. I think it would be very good for you to get involved in something like this, and I do feel that. I feel very, very good about that. Okay, so we do have a couple of girl babies coming, and one through you as well. I love that. I feel Tara. Okay, she says there's a Hutterite community near her, and I think that it's so fascinating to watch, and the communities are so much larger than we know. So I'm sure this is all part of a bigger picture, but I'm so excited that you get to experience a little of that or feel, you're close to it. So you feel you could see how they live, you could see what they're all about. And I love that. I love that you're able to do that. So I don't believe coming forward, you have some goals in mind. You have basically the more, for some reason, I'm going to say this out loud, Tara, the more the merrier. And no, I'm not talking about babies. And K Dragon just cracked me up. She's in the room. Kay, good morning to you too. Kay's the one to listen, psychic advisor. She's an amazing channeler. She's here this morning. She said she's not the pregnant one either. Okay, that's good. One thing I'm coming into next lifetime, Kay, is 10. I want 10 kids in the next lifetime. I wish I had more, but never possible this go around. But it's so funny. Not that I have anything else to do, right? But that's cute. Thank you for sharing. All right, let me see. And Tara, oh, she's saying she's been hearing the writing message. Her knee injury pushed her into that maybe more. Yeah, I like the writing too. I feel like you should submit for articles somewhere online. I really do. I'm trying to think of some of the sites that are in my head, but even something cool like Refinery 29 or there's so many. I can't think right now, but I think you'll get the point that way. And let us know how you're doing with that project, okay? All right, let me just keep coming forward and Patricia, I see you a few times, so I want to make sure I'm gathering the question properly. I am going to answer you. Just let me go ahead. It's kind of hard to follow in a few different posts, so let me go ahead and try. We'll see how we do there. Hello to all. Excited about your baby cat. Thanks for sharing. Cat's going to have a baby girl. All right, let's take a peek. Good morning, Miss Sybil. All right, hold on now. Patricia, where'd you go? It's funny. He contacted me this past week and expressed his long-term interest and wants to get to. Oh, that's interesting. Juicy storyline, Miss Patricia. I'm teasing you though. Let me take a look, okay? He lives in my previous city. We were more than acquaintances, but not hanging out. I was married. He was in a long-term relationship, and now you're both. I don't want to be played. Well, I'm not going to want that for you either. So let's take a look at this, Chad. I've had a very strong. One thing I love about Mercury and Aries, I do believe that it makes you more instinctual, meaning, it's like first hit is like the best hit, So I have that cut off their head approach. If I smell any trouble, I'll let you know. But let's take a look at your cars as well. I'm not feeling anything negative in my being, which is a good sign. All right, let's see. Lulu's snoring away. She's the only one here. The boys are locked down with daddy. It's It's been a little unruly here lately. It's like our children and the generations of between the differences between ourselves, our parents, our children, our grandchildren, everything is so different. And the dogs are doing the same thing, I must say. There is a huge difference between 10 years ago with Lulu's, you know, her, their breed. There's a huge difference between Lulu and Jackson in 10 years. All right, let's see. It's all a very, very interesting world lately, right? Patricia, I'm actually focusing on you here. I'm just waiting for a message to stop. You know, just to wait and get a little deeper on this topic, since a lot has also changed for you all as I'm talking about the generational changes. But I definitely know that. I do see a lot of earth energy and actual fire. There is something in this space. You all share a bond of, you know, there's something about past disappointments in your own lives. So there's a little bit of a healing. I'm thinking about the Chiron click. There's something about that here. So you've had some disappointment both ways. I feel good about it. I feel like there's an opening here. I'm not really pigeonholing this. You know, I'm not going to put you in a corner by any means. I do believe it's worth investigating. I don't have a negative vibe about it other than what his maybe activities are. And if you're, so I feel like your value system aligns, because this could be a very beginning of something. It looks like that. It's like, take the risk. The spirit's saying, take the risk. I feel great about that and saying that. There are tiny concerns. Maybe there is a void or something, maybe you fear, something he fears, which is also very normal going into something different and new. And I do feel a connection. So I think you can overcome some of those little fears, just like you're saying, I don't want to be played. You know, we already go there, like, first off. That's like our first response after, you know, some heartache and divorce and whatnot. And honestly, of course, you don't want that. You know, it's a given. But we have some hope and some celebration moving forward. I would like to know what he does in his spare time. I do think he's a loyal man, but I also feel that he, you know, you have to find out what your desires are, what your lifestyle's like. Does he drink alcohol? That's a question. Does he play cards, or does he like to go to the movies, or doing the same activities would be a big deal. I do believe some of the values are very aligned. Okay. So you come back and share and let us know, but I'm saying take the risk. Okay. Nobody wants to be fooled, of course, none of us, but I think there's some fear, but it's very over, you know, you can overcome it, all right? And you come back and let us know. Now, who else said they've been around the Amish communities? You know, sometimes it feels like it's so different looking at from the outside in. And no, I'm not going to go join an Amish community or anything like that, because somebody said that to me the other day. I was like, no, I'm just reading it. It was probably Steve joking around. But I am amazed at the simplicity of what they do. because if we think about having no electricity, or, you know, they do use it for emergencies now and stuff like that. They're becoming more normalized, so to speak, but not for the most part, because in their minds, talk about spirituality and growth, they don't want to depend on anything but God, because that solidifies their faith. So that's why they create their own things, you know. They feel like there's magic in it. There's something about a non-materialistic world, or there's, you know. But they do use modern medicine, which I liked, because they're not letting people just die off, you know, and they're one of the healthiest communities in the world, and because they live so with simplicity. And so think about less stress, you know. That to me, you know, if you think about churning your own butter and baking your bread and, you know, doing all these things, okay, fine, that's a little stressful when you're looking at it with a modern lifestyle. But then if you're really looking at it in reality, it may be a lot easier taking down some of the things we have. And they say that without electricity and without all of these modern tools and chemicals and whatever else, they are the most cancer-free population in the country. And so it's something to think about. I mean, all of this, I could go on for an hour and maybe a day talking about what I was absorbing from it, but I definitely feel like there's something to it by taking all of this in. So I hope you can all learn something from it moving on. I see Rebecca has been around it. I love that. It is pretty cool. It is something to see. And it's just the beginning of an exploration. And Alishea said she feels as sacred keys are scattered all over the world in different sacred texts. The more you search, the more aware you become, the more you incorporate in your life, the more of your true spirit you reach and evolve. And it's so true. We could take pieces of every single thing. And, you know, we have to be realistic about it. But at the same time, it's so nice to take some of, or align maybe with certain beliefs to broaden your scope and really truly grow and evolve in that way. So thank you for that. I love you, and I love that you're here. All right, let me go ahead and refresh the page and see who is next. I could tell. I know you're all excited. You know, I was also going to remind everyone today, if you really want to have a little getaway, and you can, it's really during the retrograde, it's a great time to take a little break. Of course, plan for longer trip time, and especially if you're flying, but even driving, traffic and things like that. But once you get over the minor nuances of it, the possibilities of the nuances, and you can really kick back and enjoy, you know. It's very, very good. All right, let's see. Ms. Rebecca says she's thinking of postponing. When in doubt, wait it out. She's postponing her move to the Northeast for a while. I have mixed feelings about the timing. Let's take a look. I just want to, I feel that when we do that, when we say something like, you know, something is telling us to wait. I think I just had a circumstance like this, and it actually saved someone a lot of money. Something is telling us to wait. And, you know, how often, Rebecca, if there was a time you can look back and think about, Rebecca says she's been speaking about global politics a lot. Yeah, it's definitely in the air. How how often can you look back and think about when you had a delay and it was really meant to be? Because as human beings, we immediately go into, I don't want to say panic, but definitely impatience, right? And so I'm just wondering, I'm wondering, without being impatient, which I think it'll pay off. I just feel this. I'm shuffling my cards, but I don't really need to look. But I'm going to, but I don't need to because I'm feeling there's something about it. Now, when you're saying postpone for a while, I feel now we're at the shadow. I'm sure we're in the shadow of the retrograde, even though I don't have do I have any astrologers here to back me up on this? I'm just knowing by what's happening around me that it's definitely shadow cycle. Denise, good morning to you. I feel like you should not make a decision until May. This is my strongest hunch. Seriously. So, Ms. Rebecca, I don't know when you were planning, but I'm thinking May is your time to decide or do, or, you know, I don't know. It's going to give you a lot of clarity during that month. So I'm feeling this very strongly, and I hope this helps. Now, let me just take a peek here. Maureen, good morning to you. Thank you for joining. Happy to see you this morning. Happy first day to spring to you also. Almost, not yet. Counting in time. Counting the hours. All right, hold on here. There's something so, yeah, they're saying within, I feel like May comes around, really, it's going to be fast after that. It's not time yet, but I do see a lot of foundation for you as well and building towards something. There, it's a harmonious thing that I'm getting. It's something about your roots as well as your heritage and also lately, you know, the generations in your bloodline, I feel very strongly about, like you have guides that are very, very much coming through. And I would say you are connecting with some past life energy. I feel that as well. And I believe you're going to be guided when the time is right and you don't need to force it, okay? I hope that helps. All right, now let's take a look at who's next. Now, let me see. I think May, Rebecca, I think you got that loud and clear now. Patricia, nice connection, nice energy for you. I saw the earth. There's fire somewhere in there too. And I see that Scorpio moon, but I saw that earth. It's good for you. It's a good earthy vibe. Good grounding vibe as well. All right, let me go ahead and look at you guys here. And I saw someone else I wanted to take. Okay, good. I'm glad. Okay, thank you, Ms. Erickson, for your comment through April 25th. Yeah, we're in the Mercury retrograde shadow. Yeah. April Fool's is the retrograde. We've been updating here, boy. You know, you go through one of those weeks where everything goes out at once, or it's time for an upgrade or update or whatever. Yeah. It's definitely in the air. Pamela, let's take a look at what you're saying. I would love a message for my son. He's very disillusioned with his work. He feels like the company he works for has lost its soul and is pretty distraught about it. He's thinking about looking for another job. But this has taken the wind out of his sails. He's got some, you know, he talk about Jupiter. I have goosebumps about him, actually. He's just outgrowing his. He's just outgrowing his circumstances. This is the bottom line, which is a very, very good thing. And I believe he's getting a little knock on the door, not only from Jupiter, Uranus. I'm thinking it's planetary as well, but it's a growth year for him. There's no denying that Jupiter's been visiting. And so I feel some of this with him, but he's also worked hard. He's very young, of course, still, but as is his mom. But interestingly enough, he's like acting like an old soul, like he's gone through a lot of soul growth in the last few years, specifically the last 6 months. But in the meantime, I do believe he's gonna make a change, but not until the time is right. So, here is how I feel with honesty. By November of this year, he should hang tough a little bit longer. I don't know why I'm saying that. I just feel strongly about it. If he goes with doubt, he's not going to be happy. But if he waits till November, an opportunity's going to come. I'll even go as early as September, but I don't really want to push my luck here. I want to go with what's authentic. More authentic is November. Because I like to give a little time frame so we don't get hung up on a specific thing, because it's like watching the pot of water that never boils. But not in this case. It feels very strong. And I do believe that, though, he will be happier if he waits until November. I also believe there are two people in his environment. But it feels like male, female. I don't know what this is. I don't know if it's the company. I don't know if they're higher position people. I don't know what's going on, but I feel some words being spoken and things having to change. So there's definitely going to be a come to Jesus moment in that place. And I feel he'll actually benefit from it for, you know, a little bit. And then let's just say, okay. Yeah, he's totally growing. He does have some major anxiety around it, and he does feel a little disgruntled, but I'm sitting tight on what I'm saying, and my cards are very validating till they change. I feel commitment energy around him and positive changes later year. So I do hope that helps, okay? Truly. Please let me know. He's gonna be okay. No rash movement. That's what the High Priestess is saying. Sit tight. I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm thinking don't rush. All right? All right, very good. All right, I want to say something. Chris is saying that Amish, they're very entrepreneurial in northeast Pennsylvania. That is very, very true. And they really do put their all into things. But thank you for sharing and that you know that. It's actually very entertaining to see what they can do. It's kind of unbelievable. And so much less hustle and bustle. But then you wonder, you know? I guess we all get accustomed. And I think it's great that they let their teenagers like run free for 4 years to do whatever they want and decide if they want to be a part of their community or go in the world. Like, I think that's great. Like, if you love something, set them free, kind of, you know, just a lot of things I learned that I didn't know about before. All right. And I don't think in the regular, I call it the regular world. We don't have a regular world in our irregular society. Now, it would be hard to let your kids go for 4 years. I'm sure all you moms agree. It's like, here, go do what you want, and then let us know if you're coming back, or you know what I mean? Like, we can't do that. But it is kind of cool that they do. All right, let's see who is next. Patricia, I think 8 years has so many. She said she hasn't dated for 8 years. This is very exciting. And I also believe it's honestly, I'm going to say it this way, but I don't mean it to sound, the bottom line is it's a very beautiful thing that you waited 8 years because it's really so there's so much renewal that comes with waiting, and there are so many positive things about it. And I think it's a blessing, and I also feel it can only benefit you moving forward. So I'm excited to learn more about what you're doing in your new dating life. And I think sometimes out with the old, you know, it takes a long time to heal these things, or past relationships, or divorces, or hurts, all of this. And I really am a very, I'm a big supporter now, looking back at a gazillion years ago. Today, I'm a big supporter of waiting in between. And also, when you go that many years, you really truly know who you are and what you want. And I love that. And I think that's a total bonus for you. And it's an accomplishment, and it's also very challenging, but the accomplishment about it is really a blessing, not a curse. So good luck. My heart is with you completely. I'm very excited to find out how you feel. And it's really about getting the truth. She said she has no idea how to be. Just be you, you know? Whatever, who cares? That's the beauty of being by yourself. You get to that point where you're like, oh, whatever. Who dates? A lot of people date at 61. And by the way, my mother-in-law married last year at the age of 78, almost 79. She was like 2 months shy of 79. She's married and happy, and it's a joy to talk to them every evening because he too is 79. They're the same age too, and they're married, and it's hilarious. And we were very, very taken back, you know. It's such a success story because you don't expect it at their age. And so forget 61, lady, you're a spring chicken. Woohoo, I say go for it. And you're at a very strong commitment number, by the way. So hey, why not? I think that Mark is the one who says that, you know, when Saturn leaves your sign, you know, when you get through your Saturn return and da da da, and it's over, you know, it's Saturn gives you a kiss on the head. He says, you did a good job, Patricia. Way to go. You made it through the hard stuff. And then we're going to give you a gift from the universe. And that's a strong commitment number there. So you just have to be open. I love that. All right, let me take a look. Everyone is waking up. Happy spring to all of you coming in. All right, let me see if I can have time here for one quick question. Laura, I say you're going all the way with your baby. I think you're going to go further than here. I don't know how much better you could do than in first place, but is there like some kind of larger, I don't know. It's kind of fascinating what you're doing. I see more energy there, you know? I love that. All right, let me see who. You know, Kat said something that we'll talk about this. She just said something about her north node, and I've actually been doing a lot of digging into the nodes, and she says it's spiritual, but she doesn't remember the details. I'll be bringing details in a couple weeks, okay? I'm working on that. I'm really into that. I'm very interested right now, but I feel like we have to always remember to keep our head to the north as much as we can. And I had a south node experience back in a few years ago, almost 5 now. It was not good. And I'm going to try to encourage a lot of people, you know, as many people as I can, to stay away from that and really start looking to the north instead of the south, because it can really tug you down. And not always. I mean, there can be great aspects that, you know, it's just there's so many ins and outs about it that, but psychically and energetically, I've been really paying attention to that. Okay, so thank you for sharing that. We'll take a look at you soon. I'm glad you're one of my baby moms. I did pull the chariot energy on that baby. And there is a divine, there is a sweet, sweet connection to somebody in your, I'd say, great grandmother. There's some kind of connection between a great grandmother and the baby. So I don't know why I'm saying this. I think it's a personality connection or something like this. The genetics are very significant from 4 generations apart. So you may want to take a look at that. Okay. All right, everybody. Let's go ahead and do one more thing before we go. I appreciate everyone coming in. I know Lori, good morning to you. Lori Love has joined. I know it's early out there on the East Coast. I think daylight savings time is, oh, I was saying EST, but it's not EST anymore. It's EDT, Eastern Daylight Time. It's very, it's so, I don't know. I know everybody's having a hard time getting readjusted to their schedule. So, good morning to all of you. All right, let's take a look at one more thing. Now, we have a big change coming tonight, so I love that. Goodbye to the Pisces sun. Christy, I will definitely talk to you. I just saw you 2 minutes ago, and you have a blessed day as well. Nice to see you here. We'll be back next week. And everyone, Pamela, you're so welcome. Everyone, I hope you enjoy this little bit of upbeat energy that Aries is going to bring us. And happy, happy spring to all of you. I did pull the Eight of Wands today for your card for the week. So hopefully, everything you're waiting for or now kicking and screaming, no longer wanting to be patient about, is going to come to pass. Go ahead and book a little spring weekend away if you can for the retrograde and take a breath. And thank you so much, everyone, for being here today. Don't forget to hop on over to 12listen.com to have a session with one of your favorite advisors. And I'll see you guys live next week. Okay, thanks so much. Bye, everybody. Lots of love. Enjoy the season change. Bye-bye now. Thank you, Jay, for being our producer. And everybody, please stay tuned for the amazing CA Brooks coming up next on Everyday Astrology. I'm sure she'll have a lot to say, and have a wonderful week.